Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 308. Let's get it going.
Here we go!
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com, and we're actually streaming this live on Facebook and YouTube for the first time. I'm trying out some new software, how this is working on Facebook. So we are streaming this live at 4 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday, March the 1st. Hope you guys that are tuning in and watching are enjoying it. And trying to see if we can get it on our business page and not necessarily on my personal page. So for you guys that are personal friends and family of mine, just ignore this, and unless you want to just watch it. But we're working with the software to get it on our personal, or not on our personal page, but on my my business page here on Facebook. So man, a lot of stuff going on at TW3, a lot of things going on in the world. I hope everyone is having a successful and great week thus far. A couple announcements. We are having an elite membership conference coming up this month, March the 29th, 30th, and 31st here in lovely Greenville, South Carolina. If you've not registered for that and you are a TW3 elite member, you need to go into your back office and do so. If you're not an elite member and you want to learn how to earn more money on autopilot online, what I'm going to basically do during this conference is go step by step. Here are the tools I'm using. Here are how I'm using them. Here's the products, goods, and services that I am using and promoting. And here is the passive income that it's creating for me. This is, of course, a lot of this training is in your back office, but there's just something about that hands-on one-on-one. This is going to be a very small seminar. This is going to be 25, 30 people, so it's not going to be a large thing. But we're going to have a good time. I'm going to be able to spend individual time with people and help you develop two skill sets. There's two skill sets you've got to have to be successful online. One is just a moderate level of technical skills. You don't have to be a guru. You don't have to be a website developer. You don't have to know HTML, CSS. You don't have to understand code, in other words. But you do have to have a working knowledge of certain things and certain aspects, okay? So that's just, there's no way around it. You know, consider it going to medical school, law school, or whatever. You got to get to that point so that you can then practice your trade, which is online marketing. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, just 10 years ago, the big money was going to the networks. That's why you see televisions and TV stations and network TV. I mean, it's crumbling right before your eyes because the money is going out to the influencers out there, online. I was just watching Shark Tank last night, and this whole new platform that's going to be developed, it's going to sort of compete with Instagram. Because you're going to be able to see anybody that you follow and you like, whether it be in fashion, whether it be in health, whether it be in music, whether it be in sports, whether it be in art, whether it be in religion, whatever it is you find, you follow them on social media, this platform is going to allow people to say, hey, this is the microphone. It's sort of a form of affiliate marketing, but it takes it to the next level. You can look at any picture, click on the image in that picture, and it says, oh, that's what that is. And if you want to get one like it, you can go right over and purchase it through Amazon or whatever channel. And then the person that took that picture that has all these clickable spots on the picture are going to get paid as, quote unquote, an advertiser, as an influencer. So you go out, you're living your life as you normally would. You're taking pictures of your kids. You're taking pictures of sporting events. You're taking pictures of the food you ate in a restaurant, whatever it is. But every single thing that you take a picture of on a type of Instagram site is going to be able to be clickable. And it go right there. So I thought, man, that's awesome. And I think it's already out, so I might be late to the party here. So forgive me if you're already using some of that. But that's where the money's going in marketing and advertising. It's going to the individuals. It's going to people like us. And so instead of millions and millions and millions of dollars going to NBC, ABC, Fox, all of these different networks to run advertisements, now they're giving a few hundred dollars here and a few hundred dollars here and a few hundred dollars here. And those $100 equal thousands of dollars. And for some influencers out there, up to millions of dollars to basically mention, you know, how PR4 dynamic microphone is what I use for my podcast. If you want it, you know, go here. So that's just a type of affiliate, which, by the way, I am an affiliate for Heil. I love this microphone. If you ever want to start a podcast, you ever want to do any recording at home, I've come from, you know, 15 years in the music industry and music background selling recording equipment and, you know, audio equipment. And I will tell you, this is one of, I've had the RE20 by Electro Voice. I've had some AKG microphones. I've had Shure microphones. And out of every microphone I've ever had, I love this microphone, and it's about half the price of some of the larger ones, $1,000 ones, the Neumanns and stuff like that. And it has a wonderful sound, a wonderful tenor about it. It for my voice, because I'm so nasally probably, and it sort of scoops out that mid range. You know, it gives a smiley face if you was to look at it on a you know, an analyzer looking at, you know, the EQ of this particular microphone. It's got a natural scoop in the middle, which helps my voice and most people's voices, to be honest with you. So I like it a lot. But I'm telling you, where you want to be at in business, whether you're in insurance, real estate, direct sales, restaurant, retail, it doesn't matter. Ministry, teaching, coaching, consulting, it doesn't matter what you do. You gotta be online. And today I want to talk to you about two resources that I'm starting to use. And one of them, I've used this training for years, to make money online. If you want to make money online, if you want to do business online, if you want to start promoting, generating leads for your particular business online, then what do you have to do? Well, it just makes sense, to go where the traffic is. And where is 75% of all traffic online? Well, it's on social media sites. So I want to take you from the premise right now that you have a particular product, good, or service that you're wanting to sell and you need to get online. One of the, social media sites that I love is LinkedIn. Now, I like LinkedIn because it's a particular site that has business professionals networking there. It's already a site that's saying, hey, I'm in this business. What business you're in? Can we give value to one another? So I love that. And there's a specific a resource that I want to turn you on to. Go to terrywilson3.com/LinkedIn. And this is a training module that I have used 4 years. I didn't develop it. It was developed by another person that I have a lot of respect for, Trevor Turnbull. He's a LinkedIn expert. He's been on Social Media Examiner, that podcast, if you listen to that. He's been featured in Forbes, Time, Fortune, Mashable, Fast Company, all of these different sites. He is a major, major LinkedIn expert. And he has a training course that I have taken myself. And I would recommend it to any of my clients, any of the TW3 members, anybody that's not in TW3. It's going to show you how to market on LinkedIn, even if you have little to zero budget. A lot of times people come on to TW3 and we're showing them how to build sales funnels and develop sales narratives and how to use their blog, how to use this, how to use that to promote to social media. But then they're like, well, how do I get traffic from social media? This is a training module that's very, very affordable. He could be charging for the content in here. He could be charging $10,000, $5,000, $2,500 minimum. Because the type of people that this is going to really resonate with that has those high-end products, goods, and services that wanting that upper-end clientele, this is the type of training they would need and would appreciate and find value in. This is not your run-of-the-mill, you know, check in physically, mentally check out type clientele. This is your professional, the people that are making a dent in the universe, the people that are already mentally conditioned to be entrepreneurs. That's the type of clientele he's going to show you how to go after on LinkedIn. And I love his training material here. So if you want to know, and so when I talk to people about how once you have your sales narrative, which we give you a strong one at TW3, once you have that built, and once you have a sales funnel that will qualify and condition and manage your traffic coming in, then the only people you're speaking with every day, whether it be 3 people, 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, however many people you want to literally talk to, are going to be qualified people. And so you let your system do all the selling. You let your system do all the qualifying. You let your system sort of weed out the people. But if you can put even better people in your funnel on the front end, it's just going to make the process a whole lot easier on the back end. And this is a wonderful, wonderful module he's got that he's going to show you, even if you don't have a lot of money, no money, zero money to little money, you can $5-$10 a day at no dollars a day. You know, I would suggest spending a few dollars a day to really ramp your traffic and get people into your funnel, getting them calling you, getting them talking to you. But it's going to show you how to attract more clients and drive traffic to your site. And you're going to be able to get anyone to find your profile based on your targeted keywords. And that's very crucial. Branding, personal branding is so important. And just like I talked to in episode 307 about a lady that bought our marketing system and platform, wanted to generate leads for her particular businesses, I asked her, well, what product are you selling? Well, I'm in insurance, I'm in finance, I'm in lending, I'm in this, I'm in that. She's in not four or five different businesses, but her business had 4 or 5 different types of products. I would call them product types. And within those product types had individual products. For instance, she had insurance, and then you might have term life, whole life, indexed universal life. You might have property and casualty, home, auto, those type of things, Medicare, you know, so product type, products. And then she had over here finance, and in finance she had lending offers. She had and lending offers would be car, home, personal, all that. And then over here she had the thing about financial services like credit repair, credit, all that. So she had this whole overarching portfolio of products. And I said, well, what leads are you wanting to generate for what product? Well, I just want to generate leads for all that. Well, there's no such thing as generating. You got to get specific. What product are you selling? Because your product is going to inform the people you reach. The people that you're trying to reach is going to inform how do you engage them. Because sometimes you should use a voice broadcast dialer. Sometimes you should use bulk emailing, bulk texting. Sometimes you should use social media. It really depends on the people you're trying to reach. So just like in that scenario, when you're trying to develop traffic from social media sites like LinkedIn, you have to be very targeted on what's the keywords. When someone goes to LinkedIn and they're looking for a product, good service, a person to hire, a person to bring on as a consultant, what keyword do you want to be matched to you? See, for me, I want to be matched with an online marketer. I want to be matched with a business consultant. I want to be matched with a person that can offer motivational, inspirational coaching and training. Those are the things I want to be matched with. So I want those are my targeted keywords. So in this training, it's going to show you how to get your targeted keywords up on LinkedIn. So when people are looking for that particular thing, that you can really be ahead of the pack there. He's going to talk to you about how to build a laser targeted connection list and do highly effective networking on LinkedIn and not be so, you know, one of the worst, you can tell it's a newbie on LinkedIn. It's always a telltale sign when they ask you to be a friend or connect with you. I think in LinkedIn terms, it's like join my network. I think on Facebook is become a friend, but they're wanting to connect with you, And the moment you connect with them, you get some goofy email trying to pitch you on something. That's terrible. Terrible. That's like, that's like going out to eat and the waiter coming up and there's immediate, there has to be a rapport process. And so people that do that, they totally, I unfriend them or whatever the language is on LinkedIn just because I was like, yeah, I don't even want to have time to deal with this. But they're going to show you ways to approach people on LinkedIn and do it in an effective way to build rapport. You're going to get a steady flow of job offers, improving your visibility if you're looking for other job opportunities. Maybe you're a coach, a consultant, you're a speaker, maybe whatever it is you do. Maybe you offer insurance and real estate and you want clients. It's going to show you how to get offers there. And it's going to show you how LinkedIn Influence is 100% digital product and how you can use it. It's all for only $97. If you use our special code there, which is TerryWilson3.com/LinkedIn, you can get it for only $97. I'm telling you, this product is worth way more than that. But if you're looking for a way to really take your quality of traffic and to sell a tool, a service, if you're a TW3 member, you know you got one of the most powerful lead generation tools out there. But there's, if you're selling it as a tool, then there are people that are going to find value in it, and there's people that are not going to find value in it. You've got to be speaking to entrepreneurs when you're talking about lead generation and marketing, because they are the ones that have a product, good, or service that are out there in highways and byways. They're trying to sell something. So TW3 needs to be in front of those people, and LinkedIn is a great way to get in front of them. So if you're an affiliate of TW3 or you are a member and a trainer of TW3, this is a great resource to get your value proposition. If you're in another business, if you're selling whatever, and your product, your service appeals to small business owners, individual entrepreneurs, medium-sized companies, LinkedIn is an invaluable resource for you to get that out in front of them so that you can use it. So TerryWilson3.com, that's my website, TerryWilson3.com. Then put in the slash and go to LinkedIn, TerryWilson3.com/LinkedIn. It'll take you right here to this page. And I'm telling you, it's 100% money back satisfaction. I can't speak of this enough. They're an advertiser for our show. So yes, I'm getting paid to promote this, but it's a product I use and believe in myself, or I wouldn't. That's one of the things, that the criteria I have to have for them to be able to advertise on a show. It's got to be something I'm familiar with. If I don't use a product myself, at least I know about it and have seen it and work and believe in it, or know the people who developed it. And this is one of them. So selling products online, invaluable. Selling products, getting more leads. The way to do it, social media. That's the way to do it. Now, let's say, for instance, you're saying, Terry, I don't have a product. I don't have a service. I just like listening to your podcast or watching your videos because, you know, I'm just bored and you're the only thing on that. I don't know, for whatever reason. There's another thing that you can do online right now with very little to nothing out of pocket and start making money. And most people don't realize this, but there are companies out there that will pay you simply to post online. If you have a laptop or a computer and you can post an article, you can post an ad, you can post a graphic, you can post whatever, and you have a social media site, you have, you know, a resource to get online, you can do this an hour a day. You can do this 10 hours a day. You can do this 30 minutes a day. It is, you know, you get paid as much as you want to work. It's one of those type of jobs. So if you're looking for a business or job opportunity, you can go over to TerryWilson3.com. That's TerryWilson3.com. I'm going to just go there while I've got you here on live and also on the podcast here, and go to SM as in social media jobs. TerryWilson3.com/SM as in social media jobs. When you go there, it's going to take you to another resource that's going to show you how they've had, and I know these people, they're out in San Diego, legit people. They've had single mothers make over $700 per week just helping businesses with their Facebook and Twitter accounts. So one of the things, what's happening in business is you've got business professionals that are insurance guys, they're real estate guys, they're direct sales guys, they're listening to podcasts like this, and they know that they need to get their products, goods, and services out there to advertise, just like I said. But they don't have the social media expertise to be able to do it. They need someone that can sort of manage their online presence on social media, because, you know, that's just not technically a skill set that they've developed yet. I would advocate everyone needs to get there, but until you get there, what do you do? Well, here is a resource. If you're in my audience right now and you say, Terry, I know how to post on, you know, Twitter and Facebook, then this is a resource to where you can get hooked up with a company that's got clients that are looking for people to manage their social media, manage their social media platforms, manage their pages, manage their Twitter accounts, manage whatever, because they just either don't have the time or don't have the expertise. So if you're looking for a job, you can go to terrywilson3.com/SM, as in social media jobs, SM jobs, terrywilson3.com/SM jobs. Go there, get signed up. They will show you exactly how you can start working from home with a laptop, tablet. But I will tell you, anytime you're doing data entry and you're doing, you know, building social media pages and posting, I don't like tablets and iPhones for that. I like laptops and desktops, okay? I like perusing the internet with a tablet. I like watching Netflix with a tablet. I like returning emails with tablets. I like those. But when it gets into heavier data entry, having to, you know, it's just for me. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm not. But that's what I would use anyway. So anyway, two resources we gave you today. If you've got a product, good or service, and you're trying to promote it more, sell it more, and need to know a little more expertise on how, terrywilson3.com/LinkedIn. If your product appeals to B2B, business to business, and specifically entrepreneurs, I love LinkedIn. Go there, use that. That's a great resource. It's a great training on how to get, you know, your products, goods, and services out in front of the right people. If you have social media expertise and you know how to do Facebook, you know how to do Twitter, then there's people out there that are listening to this right now even. That's probably saying, yeah, I'm not going to even take the time to take the training. I just soon pay someone. Well, you can get hooked up right there, become, you know, a social media advisor and expert and be able to help these folks. And they will pay you to be able to do that. So, you know, sort of both ends of the spectrums, the people that need and the people that have, you know, right there it is. So good two resources, I think, for social media. But I'm telling you, whether you got a product, good or service, or you have expertise, there is value in either knowing about social media or using social media. Because if you want to do online marketing, if you've got a product, good or service, or you're trying to develop a home-based business, or you have a home-based business, you are going to want to be on one of these platforms. And it depends on, you know, who your clientele is as to which platform, in my personal opinion. You know, Facebook is sort of, I like Facebook in the fact that it is so general. Everyone's on Facebook. Everyone, even kids, even though they might not use it as much as they do Snapchat or Instagram or one of these others, everybody's got a Facebook account. And because Facebook owns Instagram and buying up these other social media platforms as they get popular, I think as far as a centralized hub, Facebook to sell consumer products, like for instance, I've lost 30 pounds since Thanksgiving. And the way I've done it is I really got on this keto thing and got really aggressive. Well, not aggressive, I won't say. I've cheated here and there, and I probably could have lost a lot more weight. But that being said, I feel better. I feel like I'm healthier. My psoriasis is clearing up. Health-wise, doing a lot better. And it's all because of just adopting this keto diet. Well, the way that I'm monetizing that, even my personal diet, my personal story, is I've got advertisements going on now on Facebook for people that are looking for weight loss. I'm telling my personal story And then I'm giving them a link to go to if they want recipes and how to's and stuff like that, that they can go to. And every time they go there, I get paid a little bit of money. So here I am telling my story, just being social like I normally would. But now I've got not an affiliate link, because they don't have to buy anything for me to get paid here. They just got to go over there and they get paid to send traffic. Here again, that's a service that, that's just me not interrupting my day, doing what I normally do, telling my friends and my family, hey, this is where I'm at in life, being social, keep your prayers up that I won't go crazy and go eating my own weight in sourdough bread, because I love bread. So getting off of those carbs and stuff has been tough. But just saying and doing and living life like I normally would. And then there's a channel to send traffic if for people that are interested, want to do the same thing, for guys like me and girls that are looking for a way to get control of their health. This is probably one of my favorite ways of living and eating, because at the end of the day, I'd rather give up a bread than I would, some of my vegetables and my meats, because I love meat. And I'll eat my vegetables if that's what I need to do just to be able to eat my meats. You know, I'm a big steak lover, grilled chicken. I love meats. I just do. Bacon. Woo. So, but now I have my bullet coffee, and, I take that during the morning, and, it sort of sustains my appetite to really for over half the day. So what I found myself eating is only a couple small meals throughout the day, because I'm so full because of taking the coconut oils and stuff that they tell you to put in the coffee and stuff. So, but here again, just telling my story, putting it on social media, and having a way to drive, traffic from telling that story over. So, that's the power of doing business online. It's really you living your life. It's having your day-to-day routine, helping people, giving value to people, and getting paid for it. I mean, it's just, I love the fact that we have these tools now in our culture, and it can be used correctly. And of course it can be used incorrectly, but, I would, that's what I'm doing here is in our, plus and elite package at TW3. If you want to get involved in that, we call it our referral marketing package, and it comes with either membership level if you ever want to do stuff like that. But it's very powerful. A great way of creating passive income. Some people make a few dollars with it. Some people make thousands of dollars with it. Some people are making high six-figure incomes and bumping seven-figure. I mean, the reality is it's like anything else. It's like insurance. It's like real estate. It's like retail. It's like restaurant. It's like cutting grass. I know people who have struggled just to keep food on the table, mowing lawns. And I know guys that have 5 and 6 teams, that have 40 employees, have huge accounts, and became millionaires by cutting grass. I'm telling you, you can make money at anything if you will stay focused and become an expert in what you're doing. That's why I just laugh. I mean, it's a challenge for me every day to keep my patience with these people that I see online and read, comments, about, you can't make money doing that, da-da-da-da-da. You can make money doing anything if you're willing to be disciplined enough to become an expert at that discipline, at that craft. But no, you can't, money doesn't chase ignorance. Okay. So if you want to stay mediocre in whatever it is you're doing and stay ignorant to the facts of how to grow, then yeah, you're not. I had a friend one time I was talking to about, getting involved in insurance, and his parents talked about it and said, you'll lose your shirt. There's no way to make money in that. I tried it. I failed. And that's what most people do. They want to project their reality on other people. So if they weren't able to do it well or do make any money with it, then they just assume, well, no one else can. Well, that's just not true. The point is you got to find what's right for you. You got to find what, your passions. And once you find what you're passionate about, and you find out what you're proficient about, those are the two things. Because I always tell people, if you want to make really good money in life, just find your purpose and do it. And they say, well, what's my purpose? What are you passionate about? What are you proficient with? What are you passionate about? What are you proficient about? You might be passionate about singing, but you can't sing. So that's not your purpose. You might be passionate about speaking for a living, but you can't string two words together and create a, a thought, a cognitive thought. Well, that's not your purpose. Now, you can develop those skill sets to do that and get to that level, and then that can become your purpose. But what are you passionate about? What are you proficient about? And if you want to speak, if you want to sing, then you got to get, you know, develop and sharpen your skills. However, there's a difference between having a skill set and having a talent. You're born with talent, you develop skills. If you have absolutely no talent for music, for instance, singing, you're tone deaf, then you can spend all day trying to develop that skill set. It won't happen. But if you have a moderate ability of talent in any particular area, the skill set can be developed. And so that's my little two cents of coaching and training for free. But if you will find what your purpose is, that's what comes out of your purpose, your passions, your proficient, your passions and your proficient. When you say, well, what am I passionate about? Well, what's been your pain points and what's been your prosperity points? That's what you're going to be passionate about. And see, everything feeds into everything, right? Passions come from what are your pain points and what has been your points of prosperity. In other words, I'm passionate about helping people develop their skills and monetize, discover, develop, and monetize. I mean, that's my mantra. I'm passionate about that. Why? I've had financial downturns. I have lost houses. I have been almost homeless with children looking to me to support them. Those are my pain points. Those are real, real pain points. I've also succeeded in business. I was, had a $1 million company before the age of 30. I was one of the largest types of that type of business in the country. I've had a lot of points of prosperity. In other words, I was just very good at it. So I've had pain. I've had prosperity in this particular area. That is what I'm passionate. That's why I'm passionate about business. That's why I'm passionate about individual self-development, personal development, professional development. I am passionate about that because my pain and my prosperity has informed that. So that's what feeds into my passion. What am I proficient about? I've had a moderate ability and talent to speak, maybe. I've had a moderate ability of talent to music and sing, play, whatever. I've had a moderate amount of talent for technical stuff. I've had a moderate amount of talent for developing content and creating content. Moderate. I have spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of frustration, hours and hours of staying up 48 and 72 hours, not going to sleep until this web page or this technical thing was done the way. I've spent hours of frustration, hours to develop that just moderate amount of talent into a skill set. That now I can take that's a proficiency now with my passions, and it feeds right into my purpose, and I am walking out, living out my purpose. So that's an example of how it's worked in my life. That's what we do at TW3 and work with you. But I give out these resources like this because maybe you're not there yet. The SM jobs, TerryWilson3.com/SM jobs. You know, you might not want to live a life of just posting and managing pages for other businesses. You might, that might be what you want to do, but this might be your sort of tent building moment right now. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. He was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. I mean, he had a huge calling on his life. He had huge purpose, but there's downturns sometimes. There's seasons in our life that things just aren't working out. So you got to go over here and sort of just build your tent right now. You know, you got to keep food on the table. And because you have some proficiencies in something, and because you have maybe your passions are low, but it's acceptable to be in that area, here's a great way to keep food on the table. You know, I mean, you might get rich from it if you really develop the skill set and blow the thing up into a huge business, or it might be just something to where, you know, it takes just, you know, it's just keeping you afloat until you can get to where you want to be. Whatever that is for you, whatever that looks like, I can tell you this. Number one, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Don't get aggravated. Don't get jaded. Don't get cynical with life, with business. Ignore people that just says you can't, because the man who says he can, the man who says he can't, they're both right. You can do whatever it is you want to do. if you're willing to pay the price. And the price is walking right through the frustration, the aggravation, the resistance, the just high, high, intense emotional pushback, whatever that emotion is. It might be sadness. It might be contempt. It might be anger. It might be whatever that. But the cost to do anything great is to push right through that and make it a reality. There's nothing in life that's worth having comes easy. And you know that. You know, I'm preaching to the choir here. But the two resources we covered today, guys, is TerryWilson3.com/LinkedIn. If you got a product, you want to sell that product, you got a service, you want to connect with other professionals. Maybe you're in the insurance, real estate area, and you're trying to recruit people into your business. Maybe you're a TW3 member and you want to recruit higher professionals into your business. That is a great resource to use. Also, if you are a person that just needs a job right now, I want to know how can I do business online, make money online with no products, no goods, no services, no anything, you can go to TerryWilson3.com, SM as in social media, SM jobs, and that will help you there. Also, another great resource, if you're hiring right now, I use this all the time to hire sales reps into TW3. We have a sales rep position, costs nothing, get started, and you're just an independent credentialed sales rep for TW3. I use TerryWilson3.com/postajob. TerryWilson3.com/postajob. A great resource to get your jobs out there. I like it a little bit better than Craigslist because I can target a little bit higher end clientele with using it. Costs a little bit more. It's about, I think Craigslist job ads are around $35, $45. It's going to be around $70, $80. But the clientele you get a little bit higher end. So great resource there. Hey, it's Thursday. It's raining here in the Carolinas. I hope it's the sunshine where you're at. But whatever it's doing, you know, be the thermostat, not the thermometer. If you want to hear what Reagan says about being a thermometer, go back to listen to our live podcast on 307, episode 307. He's got some direct advice on if you have to be a thermometer, don't be this kind of thermometer. He had me cracked up there. But anyway, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. Talk to you. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.